Blog Talk Radio.
Can I vote today? So best wishes to our presidential candidate, President Obama, GOP candidate Mitt Romney, and the third party candidates, and all politicians who are glad to see today. thank you again for tuning in. I am Beth, aka Be True. That was Mars Mills opening the show, like always, with Round and Round. And you can like his Facebook fan page at the Mars Mill Experience. Thank you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slack actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money. I talk big homes. I sell out arenas. I call that getting domed. $1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach. Left love speechless. They say that money talk. Tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Love the flaunt. What I need the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it.
Tuesday. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Mars Ridge, Roughneck's birthday. Then my cousin Linda. You all know cousin Linda. Cousin Linda's been very, very preoccupied. Busy. But Thursday's her birthday, and she also shared a birthday with my aunt Christine, our aunt Christine, on the 8th. But if today is your birthday, because what we're talking about is the 6th, Super Tuesday 2012, happy birthday. And if today is your birthday, you celebrate your birthday with Emma Stone. You know her, 24 years old today, the actress. My Netflix director is 81. Stonewall Jackson, country singer, is 80. Sally Field, love her, actress, 66. Glenn Frey, rock musician, The Eagles, 64. Catherine Cryer, TV host, 58. Maria Shriver's birthday today, she's 57. Broadcast journalist. Laurie Singer, actress from Footloose, 55. Wow. Lance Curran, actor, 52. Arne Duncan, Secretary of Education, 48. I know I got quiet all of a sudden. Kelly Rutherford, actress, Gossip Girl, Melrose Place, she's 44. Praying for her. Oh my God. Sandy Newton, cool actress, 40. Rebecca Roman, model, actress, Mrs. Jerry O'Connell, 40. Anna Avahovic, tennis player, 25. And actor Ethan Hawke is 42 years old today. And shout out to a couple of my new Facebook friends. actors Christian Bale and Denzel Washington. You know, the real Facebook pages, so I just want to shout those guys out. I told Christian, I said, I look forward to working with you in the future, but it can happen. It can happen. but two amazing actors that I love so much. I still have to keep it to myself, but I just had to say that. I shout out all my other friends. Why not? Okay. And also today, former Illinois Congressman Abraham Lincoln defeated three other candidates for presidency today, back in 1860. And, wow, 1860, wow. And 1854, John Philip Sosa, the King of American March Music, was born in Washington, D.C. 1861, Jefferson Davis was elected president of the Confederacy. 1861, James Naismith, the inventor of basketball, was born in Ontario, Canada. In 1887, Baseball Hall of Famer Walter Johnson was born in Humboldt, Kansas. 1888, Republican Benjamin Harrison was elected president, beating incumbent Grover Cleveland in the Electoral College, even though Cleveland led in the popular vote. 1893, composer Peter Ehrlich Tchaikovsky, Kabatsky, I mean, died in St. Petersburg, Russia. I used to love studying different composers and their different forms of music. 1900, President William B. McKinley was returned to office, defeating Democrat William Jennings Bryan. 1913, Mohandas K. Gandhi was arrested as he led a march of Indian miners in South Africa. In 1928, Republican Herbert Hoover was elected president over Democrat Alfred E. Smith. All of these facts about presidents, most of them. 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower won a second term by besting Democrat and Leigh E. Stevenson at the polls. And 1995, Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced plans to move the team to Baltimore. And in 01, billionaire Republican Michael Bloomberg was elected New York City mayor. And in 09, the government reported that unemployment rose to 10.2% in the U.S. in October, the first time the jobless rate had hit double digits since 1983. And, you know, I told you that Andre Simone has this awesome song called American Dream, where you can get American Dream now. Just check out Andre Simone at AndreSimoneBandcamp.com, and you can download it for free. No joke. You can download it for free, American Dream. But here's America.
America.
Talk That Talk Tuesday, Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. It's always fun and informative, don't you think? And I love it when I chat with you and when you call in and when we talk before and after. Now, this morning, I got to go vote, but I want to rock my vote and come on back. but last week we started talking about seasonal work and how seasonal work can turn into a permanent job. So sometimes if that's what you want and if the place that you're gigging at will really dig your work and have an opening for you to stay permanently. And we talked about that, and we dipped a little bit into the topic of the subject matter of those who bum and freeload, if either on a large scale, like from the government, dealing with government handouts to maybe you, maybe me, to those that always want something, always bumming, always freeloading for something free, you know. And so if we run out of time and not able to talk, spend quality time on those subjects next Tuesday, most definitely, because, you know, this is an entertainment lifestyle show, subjects that are definitely important to our lifestyle, most definitely. But, you know, this is election day, and I want to talk about political stories and other stories. But shout out to Who That Nation for winning against the Philadelphia Eagles, which Mom and I, we love Philadelphia Eagles also, especially Mom. She loved her some Michael Vick. But, you know, those Saints did their thing, and thank God. And earlier yesterday, I had seen an article at Bleacher Report where Coach Sean's contract is reportedly voided, and he would become a free agent after 2012. And then I was watching WLBT News last night, the 10 o'clock news, and Rob J, many of you all know Rob J reported that he might be heading back to Dallas. You know, that's where the Saints hired him from. He was the defensive coordinator there, right? So I wonder what's going on. I wonder what's going on. But, you know, if the Saints, I hope the Saints I hope they renew the contract. I could have sworn they renewed his contract this spring. But he'll be a free agent, they say, after 2012. Let me share this article. And it is written by Timothy Rapp. I have a profile, too, at Bleacher Report. Sean Payton may be suspended for the entire NFL season and banned from contact with his players and coaches on the New Orleans Saints. But it's now possible his separation from the team could be even more permanent than that. The league office has not yet verified that Payton's contract will be voided following the 2012 season, according to Greg Rosenthal at NFL.com. So you can check out NFL.com because you know NFL.com legit. Our office has made no determination on Sean Payton's contract status with the Saints for next year. NFL spokesman Greg Elo said in a statement given to NFL.com in Rappaport, all contracts between clubs and their employees must be approved by the commissioner, and we do not comment on specific terms of individual contracts. Any comment regarding the matter should come from Coach Payton and the Saints. So the news of Payton's possible free agency is far from official at this point. So stay tuned. And then there's an update according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. His contract would be voided after this season. He says that within the past year, the multi-year contract extension the Saints announced with Sean Payton in September 2011 was voided by the NFL, making the suspended head coach a free agent after this season and casting questions on how long he remained in New Orleans, according to league sources. Payton is expected to become the NFL's most sought-after head coach after this season, and there's already speculation in league circles that he could wind up returning to Dallas, where he worked as the assistant head coach from 03 to 05, during which time the Cowboys brought in quarterback Tony Romo, who attended the same college, Eastern Illinois, as Payton. As Schefter notes, one of the issues in regard to that contract extension was a stipulation that Payton needs the extension if general manager Mickey Loomis was suspended, fired, or left the New Orleans organization. Of course, it's always possible that Payton would simply look to renegotiate. More than likely, they're going to renegotiate because I honestly don't see Coach Jason Garrett going anywhere. I'm sure he will. I'm hoping his job is safe for another year. But I do remember hearing that Jerry Jones wanted Coach Sean to return when it was talks of him and rumors of him giving Coach Parcell the pink slip. Okay. Of course, it's always possible that Peyton would simply look to renegotiate a new extension with the Saints after this season. His departure would not be a popular loss in New Orleans. But as Schefter reports, he would be widely quartered around NFL circles. Beyond the Cowboys, one would imagine he might receive overtures from the Philadelphia Eagles, Carolina Panthers, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars, San Diego Chargers, and Kansas City Chiefs. Alongside quarterback Drew Brees, Peyton was not only a positive force in the community after Hurricane Katrina, he also led the Saints in the organization's most successful period. Oh, I had a blast with Nate when they were here training to 06 to 08. 07 and 08, oh, my God, I attended almost every practice that I could. He's led the team to the postseason four times since taking over as coach in 06, including the 09 Super Bowl championship. He won't be lost without a fight in New Orleans. It's another conundrum for a Saints team that finds itself 2-5 of the contentious offseason due to the bounty scandal. It would seem the aftermath of that scandal may also not include the team permanently losing its head coach. And, wow, and he says, hit me up on Twitter. My tweets aren't afraid to get emotional after a big win. But that is amazing right there. I don't think the Saints will want to lose him. I believe the contract will be renegotiated, you know. That's me talking. I'm going to go ahead and head to the chat room, and then we'll talk about some of the hot news stories going on regarding today, Super Tuesday. It's a big day. Most definitely. Love it.
Oh,
story from Political Wire. If you don't have Political Wire, Romney's last pass to 270 electoral votes. Romney officials tell National Review that the campaign is focused on two key states as Election Day nears, Ohio and Pennsylvania. They believe that they are competitive in Ohio, but should it a drift away, they're looking at Pennsylvania and its 20 electoral votes as possible substitute for the Buckeye state. Said a Romney advisor, "We have got to win one of those two states and do well everywhere else. We're still pushing in Ohio, but it's unpredictable. Pennsylvania, however, is really in play." Romney's final day schedule, he will campaign in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and reflect his strategy. And we all know that the president is in Chicago, and he would be, like his tradition as a politician, he would be shooting hoops with his friends. Until tonight, win or lose, he will make his appearance. America the Beautiful by Imprint. Check more of her music out at Reverb Nation, and she's based in the UK and singing America the Beautiful in such a wonderful, wonderful way. My eldest niece is in the UK too, speaking of the UK. So shout out to my niece. You know, a few months ago she visited Ghana, and she's in the UK. I want to send a shout out to my eldest niece. You all hear me talk about her are pretty often. I was talking about the ham story just last week. So sending much love and hugs to her, and also my other nieces and my nephews also, and all my family and friends. Happy holidays to everyone. Much love to you. And remember, speaking of the UK, remember Ebony Empress will be broadcasting also later today. And the subject matter, oh, yes, I do not want to miss this. I think I will be calling into her show, would be prenup agreements. And that's going to be her subject matter today on Real Talk, Ebony Empress, later on today, 8 o'clock UK time, and usually 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, so that means 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And also, I see Snooki on a show recently, and I see where Jersey and Jersey Cats teams up with the Sandy victims to host the fundraiser in the real, real near future. If I'm not mistaken, I think Snooki said it will be on the 15th. I glanced at the article and so on, but you can visit remotecontrol.mtv.com also for more information. So I'm like looking at emails right now. I wanted to play another song for you. And, of course, that Saints score was 28-13 for those of you who didn't catch it. I threw the coach, how do you pronounce his name? Pagano? But leukemia is in remission, so that's good news. Yay! That's real good news for him. And there's some info that I wanted to share with you all regarding some those of you that can also Republicans, Mississippi Republican Party also would like to know, seeking volunteers for those that can spend a couple hours at the polls. Just contact msgop.org, okay? Ms. Elin, and she'll get you situated and provide you. So I wanted to provide with you the different places, Democrat and Republican, in the Jackson area where people would gather together to watch what's going on, you know, election parties, watch parties, and so on. I do know the 16 News reported that Helen Miles is a spot for a lot of Democrats, and my alma mater, but I went to the Raymond location, the Muse Center, Hines Community College is like the go-to place for Republicans. And also, I know Roger Wicker will be celebrating having his election party at the Old Capitol Inn downtown next to the Eudora Welty Library. I think Bill Marcy will be celebrating at the Flag Store on There's a few places that I know off the top of my head because the show is preparing to, the live streaming will discontinue, and also I will discontinue the broadcast too in a few minutes. So I can go rock my vote because I get caught up partying with you all, and I end up not voting, and that would be sad right there. I'm talking about rock your vote regardless of who you're voting for, and then I end up not going to vote because I'm having a good time with you all, which I love. Remember, tune in tomorrow at the same time at the regular time of 5:30. A.M. Central Standard Time, because it will be Matters of the Heart again, Matter of the Heart Wednesday, and Thursday we will continue talking about preparing for the holiday season, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and New Year's. We're going to continue the countdown. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have been checking out some fantastic things. Mistletoe Marketplace begins here in Jackson, Mississippi at the Mississippi Trademark on Thursday also. Amy Grant will be one of the guests doing that event. So this is a super day. So let's see. Want to play a motivating song? All I do is win. Yay! All we do is win. Again, thank you for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports and networking with me. Follow me at Pinterest.com, Cut the Shock Beth, KULTRESHOK, BETH, and let's give each other a big hug. That was a hug. Okay. But thank you again for tuning in, and we'll be networking, right? Right. And if you visit my profile, you can connect with me on Twitter and subscribe to my Facebook page and check out my YouTube channel. Also, that information is there. Even my cell numbers are there. But if you leave a if you call and I don't get an answer, leave a message. You know, that's the best bet, to leave a message. Okay, but it's a busy day for most of us, you know, living our everyday lives, plus watching. The world is watching this election. A big shout-out to my friend Carl Perkins in the UK, and also to listeners in Turkey, Australia, the Caribbean, Dubai, here in Jackson, Mississippi, the entire country. Cosmo, my friend in Maryland, who's letting me know he's up and hollering at me. To Timothy McCoy, awesome production engineer, songwriter, who will be a guest on the show. He says he's loving the show, and he's looking forward to coming on and being a guest to talk about the music industry, how to really be an awesome songwriter and producer, and how to treat your clients right. He really talked to me about how he deals with his clients, and amazing producer to network with. Okay, but shout out to everyone, and I really appreciate you, and God bless.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the Quitter in You at quitterinyou.org.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit.
Woo, that sounds good. Some of you might want to hear my prediction, right? Because I, you know, I've been sharing my little predictions here and there on the air, but when I'm having one-on-one conversations or having civil conversations with my online friends, or especially like when I was volunteering at the Mississippi Republican Party's booth at the State Fair, of the four times that I volunteered, you know, we had really good conversations. My co-volunteers and also the visitors to the booth, diehard Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people who don't vote, people who are voting for the first time, undecided voters, and so on. And just being a political enthusiast that I have been since a child, people like to know my viewpoint. Since I was a kid, people always like to know my viewpoint. So I'm going to hear my viewpoint, my prediction. My prediction has always been that it was going to be a tie, and that, which it is right now, and that we wouldn't know till today, tonight, or who would be the winner, because it's going to be it's a tie. And you see that's what's happening. And if Obama wins, it won't be as large a margin if Mitt Romney wins. I'm happy if the president wins. I'm happy if Mitt Romney, who I've been campaigning for and planning to vote for, wins. But if the president wins, it won't be at a larger margin if Romney wins, meaning that people, voters will vote for Romney that some people least expect. That's what I shared with a lot of people that visited the booth and so on. There would be stats that was not accounted for because we won't know until today. You know, if Romney wins, a lot of people would be surprised because certain groups will vote for him. That's just my prediction. But it's close. We won't know. Even Jimmy Fallon was talking about it last night. He had his dog to pick who would win by going to her bowl of food. One bowl was marked Obama and one was marked Romney. Now, those my parents, they would have gone to both bowls. His pet went to the Romney Bowl. But people are trying to figure it out. But we really won't know. I'm happy for whichever. We have found out their platforms. We know what they're all about. But that's my prediction. And that's been my prediction from the beginning. I love the Romney-Ryan ticket, but if he had chosen governor of Texas to be his running mate, he would be in the lead. And governor plans to run again in 2014 as the governor of the state of Texas. I'm just saying, that's my prediction. He would be in the lead if he had chosen Rick Perry, but also Paul Ryan is a good choice. So I'm not saying it woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I'm just saying, because you all know how much in awe I am of Rick Perry. I know, as much as some of you make fun of him. But I am a big believer and supporter also in Ryan, and I love Vice President Joe Biden also, like many of you. You know, this is me, the patriotic me. That's my prediction. You know, and if you, I'm not going to be talking much politics today on my pages and on the internet. This is a public time, but then it's a private moment for all of us because no one goes into that poll with us but ourselves, right? So that's like a private time to vote. And some people keep that time private, too, because when I was a little girl, I always said, don't talk about politics. Don't talk about who you vote for. Don't talk about how much money you made. And don't talk about politics, you know. But, yeah. So I know some of you wanted to hear my prediction before. You don't want to hear it tomorrow. You want to hear it now. So that's my prediction. You know, many of you that talk with me, you already know my prediction. Okay. Well, thank you, and it's been fun.